We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Albert Breer from MMQB. Albert, do you go to the casinos in Detroit?
Do I go to the casinos in Detroit? I had been to the casinos in Detroit, but it's been quite some time. I'm actually old enough to have gone to the casinos in Windsor when it wasn't legal in Detroit yet.
Yeah, I went
right across the water, across the bridge.
You didn't need a passport back then.
You can see the Windsor, like,
all you needed was a license back then.
Oh yeah,
I mean, we took a cab. Think about this. We took a cab over the border one time. We got in the back of a cab and drove from Detroit to Windsor.
Do you
to
have
go to,
the
to casino.
Have a passport now to get into Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. And to get out, get back in. Okay, that seems like a lot.
Albert, what did you think about last night? Did you watch the HBO show?
I did. I really thought, honestly, it was a lot of the same stuff that we'd seen before. And it was, you know, like, for the most part, I think, you know, you sort of see the effect of video on things and how, I think, you know, sometimes putting a face on what you've read can change things. But as far as, like, moving the needle on the NFL investigation or, you know, where things are materially in the civil cases, I don't think it really did that. I don't know. Did you guys have a different impression from
No, that's exactly what I said, that this was for people in Omaha and Buffalo and Cincinnati. And, like, obviously people in Cleveland have followed this relatively closely since the trade. People in Houston are obviously very well versed in this. But I don't know what the rest of the country, how closely they followed it. So this felt like it was for them, because I totally agree with you. There was nothing in that surprised me. Busby saying he didn't think the NFL took that seriously. I thought that was a little surprising. They've done a lot of these investigations, probably more than he's been involved in. And that was really the only thing that stood out to me of the whole 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, I just honestly, there wasn't a whole lot of change, I think, of anything in this whole thing. So, and I think the second question you guys asked me was kind of, you know, what it's going to mean for the league, right? Like, and I honestly, you know, I'm just not sure that, like, they covered any new ground. I mean, you got to remember, the league has talked to, my understanding is, more than half the women. It might be all of them, but I know it's more than half. And they've talked to Deshaun now, and they've gone through the depositions, all the depositions. And so, any information that's available on this, they've got, you know. And so, I understand, like, people react to the stuff that's on TV and everything. And, I get that. Like, the video of it, like, maybe adds another element for some people, but I don't think for the people that are involved in this, there's any new information that came out last night.
So just as a point of order, Sue Robinson did not sit in on any of these, correct? The NFL hired investigators. The NFL has investigators that talk to all these accusers. They compile all the information, set it on her desk, and then she rules. Do I have that correct?
That's right, yeah. And so the NFL's investigators have gone through the process, and they give the information to her, and then she would rule, and then obviously it goes to the commissioner. So, yeah, and I don't think anything's quite imminent here. I think it's going to be a little while, just because of the way the legal process works.
Albert, it's tough to answer this. It's just totally, like, reckless speculation. But how many games do you think we're looking at here? I mean, do you think it's 8? Do you think it's a year?
Or is it totally unfair to even ask that question? So I still think it's a little unpredictable. I would say right now the safe bet would be like a Roethlisberger-type suspension, which I think was 6 down to 4. Maybe, you know, because of the Trevor Bauer case and other comps out there that will make the league look bad if they're, you know, too lenient, then maybe you're talking about 8 down to 6. I do think, you know, one factor here, and it's not an insignificant one, is the fact that neither of the grand juries indicted him. And, you know, I think a lot of, like, the variable right now is going to tie to the discovery. And that's why I don't think we're going to get a ruling this week. I know some people have looked at Memorial Day weekend and said, could have come then. And we've talked about, like, the league wanting the legal process to reach a conclusion. I'm sort of the opinion now, this is too high profile for them to let it go into the season without taking any action. But I don't think that there's like great urgency to do anything between now and the beginning of training camp. So you have to look at the calendar, what's going to happen between now and then. And the deadline for the discovery phase is June 30th. So I think, you know, the smart thing for the league to do now is to let the discovery phase play out so there won't be any surprises when it comes to that, after they make their ruling. So, I know a lot of people have talked about the idea of having a Memorial Day weekend news dump. Maybe the 4th of July weekend news dump's more likely.
Yeah. Albert, I said earlier in the show, I wonder, because we had Rusty Harden on the show yesterday, and Rusty said there are no negotiations. There's no talk of a settlement right now. I don't see how this does not end up in a settlement, though. Do you think there's any merit to why settle now and give the NFL more ammo to use on a suspension? Let them rule, let that come out, and then settle.
Yeah, I mean, but the NFL could use its leverage there and say, we'll cut you this deal if you settle. They could pressure Jimmy to pressure Deshaun to settle. I think that sort of thing could be in play. But I'm with you guys. Like, I don't think I don't think there's great motivation on the part of Deshaun's camp to settle right now. They've come this far. We know what his personal motivation is, which he's been consistent with all along, which is that he wants to clear his name. The women have come this far too. So, I think if a settlement was going to happen, it probably would have happened by now. And the only levers that I can see out there that would create a settlement between now and the beginning of training camp would be if it's somehow tied to the suspension. And if the NFL cuts some sort of deal with Deshaun and says, if this case is settled and we have the information in front of us, we're going to view that favorably. If it's still open-ended, obviously then they could punish him. And then on top of that, say, if there's new information that comes out in court over the next couple of years, then we can actually suspend you again. I'd expect, if there's no conclusion to this, if we don't have a resolution of this, then then that'll be what'll happen is you get a punishment, and then the commissioner will reserve the right to add on to the punishment if developments in court warrant it.
Albert, how do you think the Browns have handled this situation? Do you think that they care about, the image, the PR, seeing this show last night on HBO? Do they care about that? Or as I said earlier, are they just comfortable with it to the point where they just hope it goes away and they know it will go away at some point?
I think they feel like they have all the information that's going to get out. Now, do I know for sure that they have all the information that's going to get out? No. But they have private investigators go through the depositions. They have private investigators go through, go through it with Rusty Harden. And, so I think they feel like, at this point, like anything that's going to come out, they've got knowledge of. And, I think they also knew from the start that this wasn't going to be an easy thing to handle. And that no matter what, what they said, there was going to be a price that they were going to have to pay, and rightfully so, for acquiring him. I think if you look at the way Andrew Berry handled it, the press conference, Dustin, you look what he said, and he's very careful in there not to say we believe Deshaun, right? And the reason why is because if you say that, well, then you're calling the 22 women liars,
Yeah.
So yeah. If you really pay attention to the way they've handled this and the way they've talked about it, I actually think in an impossible situation, they've sort of managed it as best you can, which is, we did our homework on Deshaun the person. We believe in Deshaun the person. But they never called the women liars. They never said they 100% believe what he said about all those cases. And that doesn't mean they don't believe him. But, I think they understood too that, if you say something like that, there's an implicit other side to that, which is you're calling other people liars. So, I think they knew there was going to be a price to pay. I think the guys in that organization, the guys who are running football ops in that organization, are smart enough to know that there was going to be a price to pay, and they paid that price. And I think it's what they expected, but I don't think that they think that there's going to be anything they don't expect coming out over the next couple of months, which, allows them to plan, I think, for, what should be some sort of suspension and then the aftermath of that.
Switching gears real quick, Colin Kaepernick getting a look from the Raiders. It's been 6 years since he took a snap in the NFL. Is it even realistic at this point that he could still play in the league?
You know what's weird? I looked this up. He's 3.5 years older than Derek Carr, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, but he is. I don't know, man. It's a lot of time away, you know. And I do think, like, this attempt at a comeback is more genuine than the ones in the past. Like, I think that this one, I think he really does want to come back. And I've talked to some people around him and who aren't, like, you know, in his camp, but have seen it up close. They say that this does feel like an actual attempt, and that maybe the guy feels, I don't know, is athletic mortality a little bit too, you know? I mean, the guy is 34 years old. He's going to be 35 in the fall.
Yeah, it's the last chance.
And, yeah, I mean, like, you get much older than that, and it's not just, you know, the however many years away. It's also, you know, your body's going to start deteriorating. You're not going to be the same sort of, you know, athlete that you were before. And so, you just said it, Dustin. It's his last chance. And so I think that this is a genuine attempt at. Do I think he'd make it? I mean, I don't know. I'd be interested to see what he could do with the full training camp. But, you know, everything you hear about, you know, from guys who've played that position, who've walked away and tried to come back, is it's really hard to get your timing back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rhythm and a flow to preparing for a season. And, you know, the amount of reps that you get and everything else that you really need. I think the best example of it, actually, that I can think of was Drew Henson, you know, and like how, you know, when he was at Michigan in 2000, he looked like he was going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft a couple of years later if he had chosen to do that instead of baseball. And then he came back like 4 years later after trying to play baseball to play for the Cowboys, and he just didn't look like the same player at all. So, you know, I think timing is going to be a real issue with Cap.
You think he'll get signed ultimately? I mean, will he? And is he cool with being a third or a second?
I mean, and that's part of it, Dustin, is like, I do think like there's that element of it. Like, I think before there were questions about how genuine his attempts to come back were. And it was like, this guy's not going to be a starter. Can he exist on our roster as a backup? I do think that like part of this is the Raiders believing like he genuinely does, you know, it would be okay with the idea of coming back and being a backup and, you know, working his way onto the roster. So if he's willing to do that, I mean, look, like the roster's around 53 now, they're 90, you know, and obviously those guys, Josh and Ziegler, those guys are new in Vegas. And so they're less tied to everybody in the roster than, you know, like an established group would be. So do they give him a training camp spot? I think that's definitely a possibility, depending on how he looks later this afternoon in Vegas when he works out for them.
Albert Breer, MMQB, go root your son on. Hopefully he wins.
I hope I didn't. I hope. We avoided a meltdown during this segment. I hope I didn't sound too distracted there.
No, you did great. You did great.
Thanks, guys.
Go watch some soccer.
Thanks, Albert.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.